It's time for Insure Talk with insurance industry tech geek and Guidewire chief evangelist, Laura Drabik. In this podcast series, we don't just talk about innovative ideas in P&C insurance. We talk with industry trailblazers about the big ideas they made happen and how they did it. If you're looking for insights on the trends and technologies reshaping the industry, an all-new Insure Talk starts now.
Welcome to Insure Talk. My name is Laura Drabik, and I'm the chief evangelist at Guidewire. In this episode, I have the privilege of interviewing Guru Wasudeva, senior vice president and chief technology officer, property and casualty technology at Nationwide Insurance. The topic of our conversation today is data, the challenges that come with leveraging it, and how to turn those challenges into game-changing opportunities in P&C. With more than 25 years of experience in operations and information technology, Guru makes an ideal source for insight on that subject. In his role at Nationwide, he leads systems modernization and the development of transformational programs and solutions supporting several personal and commercial lines business units. During our discussion today, we're going to explore some of the industry's biggest data trends, the emergence of generative AI, and strategies for data-driven innovation in 2024 and beyond. Hello, Guru. Welcome to Insure Talk.
Thanks, Laura. I'm so happy to be here.
Guru, you've got an expansive and high-profile role at one of the largest and most successful carriers in the P&C industry with $27 billion in annual revenues. For listeners, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your role and your strategic priorities at Nationwide?
Sure. At Nationwide, my responsibility is providing all of technology for property and casualty. So that is for personal lines, commercial lines, our agribusiness, and excess and surplus. Many people think about Nationwide as an auto and home insurance company. That really represents a very small portion of our business. We are the largest underwriter of agricultural insurance in the country. We are a pretty big player in the E&S space. So I have the pleasure of working across all of those business units. In terms of our priorities, it's leveraging digital capabilities to enable our agents, our underwriters, and our customers to do business with us. The second is around data and analytics and AI and how to leverage those things to provide better capabilities for our business partners.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person to fill that role. And as you're well aware, data is the lifeblood of the modern insurer. Through data analytics and predictive modeling, insurers can make data-driven decisions that help save money and drive the delivery of more personalized products and services, especially with Gen Z. I got one running around my house and they expect personalized products and services. According to McKinsey, best-in-class performers can put distance between themselves and rivals by leveraging data to improve loss ratios. I couldn't believe this. 3 to 5 points, increase new premiums up to 15%, and push retention in profitable segments up 5 to 10%. So today, we have telematics, IoT technologies, and advances in predictive modeling, and then there's AI and machine learning, which give carriers powerful new ways to access and leverage an expanding universe of data to potentially blow past those measures. Guru, what data trends do you see having the most transformative impact on the P&C landscape over, let's say, the next 2 to 5 years?
On the technical front, I think you really identified all of them. Advanced analytics, predictive modeling, machine learning, generative AI. We have three key areas where I see these tools having a huge impact, which is underwriting excellence. Second is pricing sophistication. Third is an area where how do you handle claims better and more effectively? Those are the areas where we see huge opportunities to leverage AI and data and analytics capabilities. Analytics and data is not new for insurance. What's different is we used to look at data over a long period of time and look at the trends, but now we can do that with lots of near real-time and real-time data. And more importantly, we can augment these value chains with external data, climate, weather impacts, aerial imagery, how to leverage these things to do better modeling for catastrophes. So those are all the big trends I think we're going to see in the next 2 to 5 years.
What are some ways you envision Nationwide embracing then these trends?
Today, we're blessed with so much information from external sources. For example, aerial imagery. That data can be used to better underwrite. For example, we have easy access to the roof quality across all buildings across America. How can we leverage that in underwriting a new policy or renew an existing policy? Because if the roof is not managed properly, then the chances of damage increases for homeowners. It causes loss for them as well as insurers. And if you're a small business, it could put you out of business. If you're like me, Laura, as a owner of a house, I'm very busy with my life. I don't think about all the pieces and parts of the house, but we can help our insureds by letting them know, hey, we are noticing that your roof is really not kept up to date and we want you to fix it. If you do, your rate will be this. If you don't do it, it's going to be more. There is a benefit to the consumer, but at the same time, there is a benefit to the insurance company because now we are underwriting a property that is well maintained, or we are adjusting the price so that we can make sure that we are getting compensated for that. Another example is claims handling. When a small accident happens with the car, a lot of claims issues can be handled just with imagery from your phone so that we don't have to send a claims adjuster to someone's house or to a body shop to see how big is this particular claim. We have so much capability now to leverage machine learning in both of these examples to look at the imagery and based on that, identify the type of problems that might be happening in the case of roof and proactively prevent those damages, or in the case of claims handling, help do the estimation, make sure that we are paying fairly by looking at the imagery without having to visit the location. There are so many examples of leveraging advanced analytics, machine learning, and AI that we are already doing, and we see significantly more opportunities to do them more.
I couldn't agree more with your proactive approach to quoting and renewal with aerial imagery and then also expediting the claims process through desktop adjusting. So in the immediate term, Nationwide's strategic objectives include achieving disciplined growth in personal and commercial lines through digitalization, as well as industry disruption designed to, and I quote, automate the ordinary and humanize the extraordinary. Guru, help us understand what that means from a data perspective.
You know, that's a phrase that we've been using across Nationwide because sometimes people get really worried what these technologies really mean to me and my job. AI can be daunting, but at the same time, it can be a big enabler for people to focus on what matters most. That's what we mean by humanizing the extraordinary. We want routine things to be done in an automated way, and we would like our associates to focus more on the human touch, relationship building, and providing a better experience for our customers, whether it be business owners or consumers. Well, let me give you a specific example. Since we talked about claims earlier, we have a coverage with our auto insurance where if your key is lost, we will help you replace it. We have cases where we have completely automated that entire value chain of receiving that first notice that you've lost your key and the fact that you've not abused it in the past. And then we can pretty much settle that claim without any human intervention. In fact, we've got a specific case where from the time an insured submitted such a claim, we paid the money within 1 hour. And that is possible because we have the data, we have the automation, we did not require that human touch. At the same time, there are some complex claims that we deal with. I'll give you an example from our agricultural insurance. You know, sometimes people have issues with the grain bins. It got damaged by a weather event. In those situations, it's more than a bill and impacts a particular business's livelihood. Sometimes it's small farmers, sometimes it's big businesses. We visit those locations. We have experts in agriculture. They used to be farmers. Now they're working for us. They go there and make sure that we understand the situation and provide that empathy and extraordinary humanized service. We don't have any plans of automating those kinds of things. Or we've got phenomenal capabilities to send our whole group of claims adjusters to these catastrophe zones, whether it be hurricanes or otherwise, and help people not just with their claims, but also helping them to get back to a normal life, if that's even possible, after such a traumatic experience. By saying automate the ordinary and humanize the extraordinary, we want to leverage the machines to do the routine things, and we want to free up our associates so they can focus more on empathy and provide extraordinary service.
Makes sense. We actually have a family farm. It's been in the family for 100 years. It's French Canadian though, so if we could, we would be insured by Nationwide, but it is in Canada. But I was interviewing my brother-in-law and sister and saying, well, can we automate this part of a claim? And my brother-in-law, you know, this is what he's done for his entire life. And he said, exactly what you just said. He said, I need a human to talk to. My business is unique and I need guidance because I rarely have a claim. So it was really just trying to highlight how spot on what you were saying is.
Yeah, we've got lots of examples. You know, sometimes people get stuck in these grain bins and how to help them get out. We focus on those type of life-saving situations. Mm. And that's where we want our associates to focus on.
Makes sense. A significant aspect of automating the ordinary and humanizing the extraordinary includes using data to fuel more personalized experiences, coverages, and pricing at scale. Over the last decade, Nationwide has invested heavily in AI, and it's already at the vanguard of testing Gen AI to level up its ability to deliver on those goals. According to McKinsey, generative AI could add up to $1.1 trillion in value for the industry. And it's easy to see why, Guru. Use cases for Gen AI could include anything from summarizing submission data, especially for more complex lines like cyber or E&S, assessing risk, analyzing synthetic claims information to identify opportunities for new lines or recommend modifications to existing ones. Anyway, the list continues, all of which is predicated on deploying the infrastructure and data ecosystem needed to support them. We're going to dive into this deeper a little later on, but I'm curious about the use case for generative AI that you're most bullish about in P&C insurance.
Building on this idea of automate the ordinary and humanize the extraordinary, we want to leverage generative AI as an assistant to our CSRs, our underwriters. We really would like to have human in the loop because generative AI is a probabilistic model. It's not a deterministic model. The answers are not always completely predictable, even though it does a phenomenal job. I love using ChatGPT and Bard for several of my day-to-day tasks. Because of that probabilistic nature, we want to make sure that a human is in the loop before we use something like generative AI to make a decision. So we have already done several use cases and put them into production, have tested them out. The best one is really an assistant to our call center associate CSRs, where you get calls depending on the caller's location, which state, same product might have different coverages or different rules. And traditional search to our knowledge base would give a bunch of information. So we've tested an example where we put a ChatGPT-like facade in front of that knowledge base, ask the question, and let the machine then figure out the specific answer for that specific situation. And it actually works really well. We've also tried examples where, in the case of claims, we take lots of notes. You know, different people take different notes during the life cycle. If you call about that particular claim and somebody in the call center picks up their call, then they now need to read lots of voluminous notes before they can actually answer your question. There, we are really leveraging it to summarize. So I think generative AI can be a great assistant, at least in the short term. That's how we are really leveraging it. Now, the examples that I gave earlier in the underwriting excellence or pricing sophistication or claims, there you're using more predictive model, which is traditional modeling. We've been using it for, I would say, at least 12 plus years at scale. Now we are augmenting those things with generative AI capabilities where it makes sense.
Awesome. Such great information. When we come back after this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Guru Vasudeva, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer, Property and Casualty Technology at Nationwide. So stay tuned.
Digging InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? Be sure to subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're at it, rate the show on Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing. Now, let's get back to the show.
And welcome back to InsureTalk. This is Laura Drabik, and I'm talking with Guru Wasudeva, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer, Property and Casualty Technology at Nationwide Insurance. So you are in charge of close to 1,000 systems supporting personal lines, commercial lines, excess and surplus, specialty, and agribusiness business units. You're also accountable for transformational programs ranging from simplification, digital enablement, and data and advanced analytics. And you come to the position, Guru, after holding a progression of leadership roles within Nationwide, as well as stints at IBM and AT&T. Let's build on our conversation about underwriting before the break. You're laser focused on helping Nationwide enhance the entire customer journey through technology. In your eyes, that means, among other things, leveraging a tremendous array of sources for data and analytics to personalize the customer experience, continuing to revolutionize straight through processing, and developing a digital strategy for all 10 of Nationwide's business units. What are you seeing as the biggest challenges to successfully achieving these objectives?
I've been in this role now 6 months. Before that, I was managing our infrastructure team. And one of the first observations that I made was, because it is easy to bring lots of data together, I think we are becoming lazy in asking the right questions. And I started to notice it with one of our biggest data projects, where instead of saying, here is the problem I'm trying to solve, in order to solve that problem, here is the data that I need, and then let me curate it, see if it answers the question, and use that scientific method. Instead, the approach that I see us taking is, I don't know what questions to ask, bring all the data. The problem with that is it becomes really hard to say where to focus, what data to curate, what data to clean up. And we really have asked people to shift their thinking a little bit in the last 6 months. Yes, we can definitely process lots of big data, but that doesn't mean that that's the solution to all of our problems. We really need to focus on small data, the data that matters the most for a very specific issue. So since we've been talking a lot about underwriting excellence, let's unpack that a little bit. We said in underwriting space, we really want to get better at pricing indications. So in order to do that even better, what external data can we augment? So we needed to get people to say, let's focus on that problem. Let's solve that for one business unit and go to the next one. Or in the case of claims, we are partnering with some companies that specialize in a specific area, like in workers' comp. They've got lots of really deep data about what type of cases really work, what type of cases you should settle, what type of cases become litigious. So we are leveraging external data to help claims adjusters to make good trade-off decisions as we go through the life cycle. And that requires the art of asking good questions. If you know what questions that you want to answer, then you can make sure that you can get the best data. That's been one of the biggest challenges that I'm noticing is, just because we can, should we really bring all the data? Eventually we might, but is that the best way to start? Or is it a better way to really say, we will paint the final picture, but we're going to do it one part at a time in a more agile way?
Yeah, that's spot on. Solving specific problems, keeping focused on that. That makes perfect sense. So Guidewire has partnered with Nationwide for nearly a decade on deployments of ClaimCenter, PolicyCenter, InsuranceNow, and our other solutions to help Nationwide achieve its business objectives. Let's double click on some overarching themes here, starting with, let's say, personalized experiences, coverages, and pricing. How crucial are things like a modern policy and claims administration system capable of utilizing internal, external, third-party, and cooperative data to your efforts to deliver the proactive and personalized insurance products policyholders want and how they want them?
We have finished our Guidewire migration for all of our claims across all of our business units. It's moved from 10 to 12 different legacy systems and mainframe and others to ClaimCenter. We've got two instances of ClaimCenter. On the policy side, our personal lines business is fully running on PolicyCenter. On the commercial line side, our small and mid-market, the implementation is done. We are now migrating policies from old systems to the new one. So in the next 18 months, we should be fully finished with the migration of our commercial lines policies. And on the E&S side, we are, I would say, 60% done. You know, one of the things that we used to struggle in our older systems is that they were built in the 70s, in the 80s, and they were not built in the real-time era. So if you made a change in a call center, somebody called and made a change, that information wouldn't synchronize all the way to the agency side for 3 days. So if you call the call center, agents don't know. And if you ask the agent later on, they don't have a way of knowing until 2 days later. We used to have all these kinds of issues. Now that we have implemented modern policy admin system and claim systems from Guidewire, we have all that information available in all of our 360-degree channels, whether it be you call us, you call the agent, you look it up online, the information is all synchronized. I think it's incredibly important because it enables us to provide that better customer experience, regardless of the channel that they choose. And then from a data perspective, we have more authoritative information in one place. Instead of going to 10, 12 different claim systems, we can now go to one or two to get the data. So it's enabling us to do more advanced digital capabilities, data and analytics capabilities that would not have been possible before.
So we talked about trends like telematics at the top of the show. In keynotes and industry conferences, you've talked about the role of real-time data in shaping, again, personalized policies. And as one example, real-time telemetric data powers usage-based auto insurance. Guru, can you elaborate on Nationwide strategies in this area?
Absolutely. We've been leveraging telematics for 10 plus years at scale, and we've got a couple of different products. One of them is called Smart Ride, or brand, for basically getting your driving habits. Based on that, we will give you a better price. If you subscribe to our Smart Ride, if you are a current Nationwider or if you're considering one, I would highly encourage you to leverage Smart Ride as a program. So what it does is it allows you to put on your smartphone an app, and it sends us data for a couple of months. Based on that, we can see your driving habits, give you some coaching on how you could drive better, and then also leverage that to say, at the end of it, we can confidently give you 20%, 25%, in some cases even higher discounts on your rate because you are just a better risk. In the past, we used to look at very static information. What is your garaging address? What car are you using? What is your credit score? What is your age? While those are definitely predictive, and we all have been, as an industry, successful leveraging those things to price a policy, having this driving habit data on top of it just makes it even better. But technically, though, that means that we're getting billions and billions of rows of data that we have to analyze regularly to make those determinations. So it's a great partnership with our actuaries and our product team to get all this data and then give then customers discounts. And it's a great, great product.
How might this data be used to enable new embedded insurance offerings?
We have already brought another product to market called Smart Miles, and it became very, very popular during the pandemic. It's a pay-as-you-go model. It might also be useful for people that have multiple cars. Let's say you have a sports car or whatever that you don't drive all the time. You don't want to really pay for insurance for the whole month, but rather you want to pay when you drive only. And we've got that capability. Again, it's all mobile app-based. Your driving information gets sent to us, and then we bill you based on how much did you drive that particular car. We've also done things with companies like Rivian. They're underneath Rivian. If you really buy insurance directly through them, underneath it, it's Nationwide. So we're doing those kind of embedded capabilities. So there are lots of opportunities out there.
It's interesting. I was talking with one of our Canadian carriers who also offers pay as you drive. So again, not in competition with Nationwide, but they said their largest segment of pay as you drive is actually retired individuals because they only want to pay for when they drive. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Another one of those big trends we discussed is the proliferation of IoT or Internet of Things technologies. One of Nationwide's goals is to utilize a deeper array of real-time data sources by connecting customers with new services at home, outfitting factory workers with wearables, and more. Can you please tell us more about how you hope to put all that data to use?
We've got many different proof of concepts and pilots that are going on. One is in a home insurance case, and the other one is in our commercial lines business. On the home insurance side, we are working with multiple Internet of Things capabilities. So for example, water leakage. We've got a partnership with a company called Flow that allows us to figure out if there is abnormal water usage that is leading to a leak and causing damage. And the reason why we're doing these partnerships is we wanted to test out those capabilities in real insured homes and see when an issue happens, can we automatically identify them? And in some cases, automatically shut off the water flow. And by doing that, can we minimize the damage? And our early indications are absolutely Absolutely. So we are exploring ways to leverage these Internet of Things capabilities to proactively help our customers to minimize damage and also for us minimize our loss cost. On the commercial line space, we have tested many of these kind of ideas. For example, can we help drivers of a fleet of trucks drive better? What kind of tooling can we apply there? Or workers' comp situations give guidance about are they lifting something properly or improperly using some technologies that they can wear? So we are playing around with lots of these different ideas. And really, there are two-pronged approach. One is help those customers avoid the problem in the first place, and then for us to minimize our loss cost.
Great. Thanks, Guru. On the other side of this break, we'll continue the conversation, so don't touch that dial.
Loving InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? For more expert insights and inspiration, subscribe to Laura's email newsletter at drabikdigest.com, your one-stop resource for Laura's latest blog posts, videos, podcasts, articles, and more. That's www.drabikdigest.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And welcome back. This is InsureTalk with Laura Drabik, and we're talking with Guru Vasudeva, SVP and CTO, Property and Casualty Technology at Nationwide Insurance. Guru, data-driven process automation is a game changer for operational efficiency that's true throughout the entire, I think, insurance lifecycle. What can you share with us about your current initiative with Guidewire to help Nationwide automate key processes to reduce costs, streamline operations from quote to claim, maybe even to policy management and beyond? Any thoughts here?
You know, I gave an example earlier about a car key being lost and being able to take that claim submission from a mobile phone and get paid within an hour. That whole value chain is actually automated on Guidewire, and we are able to leverage the underlying capabilities of Guidewire and augment it with the appropriate APIs externally to check the data, check for fraud, finish the payments, and those kinds of things. So it's just an example. We are working with them in our personalized space to see how can we really assign claims to the appropriate adjusters based on their skill level, based on their availability, based on their vacation plans, and so on. So we have had a good claims assignment capability for a long time. We're just trying to make it better. In our E&S business, we are looking at some underwriting desktop capabilities that are coming from a third party, but then connecting it with Guidewire. So we've got multiple different examples going to continue to digitize the entire process, whether it be initial issuance of the policy, the underwriting for that, or the claims management.
Yeah, makes sense. And I really like how you drew attention to being able to augment, and it is our goal to integrate with ecosystem partners and providers. And as you know, we have two ecosystems, an InsurTech incubator, and then our marketplace partnerships where you're spot on. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're not trying to boil the ocean and create all the capabilities in our core. We're trying to integrate so that our carriers can leverage new innovative technologies quickly. So well put. I'm going to quote you again, if you don't mind. You once said, the products we create are all information-based. They're not products that you can touch and feel, end quote. Adding that IT is the manufacturing arm of any insurance company. True, true. A big part of making sure that arm works properly is data protection, governance, and security. I was surprised to learn that today, malicious forms of AI and deepfake technology are increasingly used in credentials harvesting attacks that can lead to $635 billion in direct financial losses. And when those attacks lead to data breaches, additional costs average about $9 million per incident for U.S.-based organizations and around 4.5 million for companies worldwide. And that's before any regulatory fines or lawsuits. Guru, can you discuss Nationwide's approach to data protection?
We've got a program that focuses on the traditional capabilities around securing our network, securing our cloud, classifying our data. On top of it, we have implemented additional layers as people went to work from home. How do you secure that interaction? We can control things inside the Nationwide network. Now our associates are working in different places, sometimes at home, sometimes at Starbucks. How do we do an entire network from where they are accessing the data all all the way back to our system. We have deployed capabilities to secure the edge of the network. And then on top of it, we've got a great group of cyber experts that are constantly testing our security protocols to make sure it's actually working well. So multiple prong, there is no silver bullet, lots of technology tools that helps us to identify potential threats in our systems. The other part that's really become a big focus for all of us is keeping our systems current, just like on your phone, taking the most recent patch that allows you to put the best security patches on top of these systems. And we just started to do it thousands and thousands of tens of thousands of times across all of our servers and cloud instances and our applications. And then we've got data loss prevention capabilities that constantly are monitoring what type of data is leaving the network. Is it going to the right places? So it's a combination of process, technology, and more importantly, people. On the people front, it's not just IT people. We focus on educating our entire associate base on the business side to watch for the deep fake example that you're giving. How do you make sure that you're not taking the bait, phishing attacks and those kind of things? AI makes it even harder to discern whether this is real or not. But we send out a lot of fake tests and we coach people, you know, how to watch for these kinds of things. So it's going to be even bigger focus as more and more AI and deepfakes proliferate.
There's also the matter of making sure the data and modeling you use is accurate and up-to-date and, of course, bias-free. Case in point for all the fears organizations have about being ChatGPT'd, in the same way they once talked about getting Amazoned. There are the challenges inherent in the use of any AI, especially the generative variety. And I'm sure you're well aware of this, but LLMs hallucinate. Like my favorite that claimed that the Golden Gate Bridge was transported across Egypt in 2016. And then it did it again and said, oh, yeah, and it happened in 2017, too. But what are the best ways for carriers like Nationwide to solve these kinds of challenges?
For traditional AI, as I shared before, we've been using predictive modeling capabilities on many, many different processes for the last 10 to 12 years at scale. And we have a very robust model audit process. So any model that we put into production, we've got, just like you audit your financials, we've got a audit process to make sure that those models are bias-free, they're up-to-date, accurate, and so on. So we treat these models just like you would treat your financials. For predictive modeling, that type of an approach of testing them and auditing them really works. And those you can put into production to take automated actions like many insurers do, whether it be whether to really underwrite this policy or not underwrite this policy. On the generative AI side, that gets really tricky because generative AI is a probabilistic model. It is not a predictive deterministic model. Probabilistic means that the next thing that it says may or may not be the same thing if you ask the same question a couple of times or hundreds of times. Particularly, this is true when it comes to math, by the way. There was a really good study done by Stanford and a couple of other universities that looked at how does ChatGPT answer simple question about whether this is a prime number or not. And if you used a deterministic model, you're going to get 100% of the time correct answer because it's a very solvable computer problem. But in generative AI, it just looks at what people may have said and answers that question. And the system was actually getting it wrong, like, I don't know, more than 50% of the time. I'm sure that they continue to augment and upgrade these things. But the fact remains that generative AI is a probabilistic model and also not necessarily the best for every problem. So you got to know which tools you should use for what problems. Now, one of the things that I shared earlier, talking about generative AI, our focus is to leverage generative AI as an assistant to an expert. It's really more of a human in the loop deployment model, not into a production automated decision-making model for generative AI. We already have the appropriate ways to train our CSRs and underwriters. If we're leveraging an assistant, it's just another source of information for them. So two different answers. In the case of predictive modeling, you can use auditing methods to make sure that they are bias-free. But in the case of generative AI, you leverage humans in the loop to make sure that there is checks and balances.
On a more personal data point, you're an avid runner like myself, so I get how hitting your stride really helps clear the mind for creative and strategic thinking. You mentioned to me in a conversation that you also participate in 200-mile relay races with Nationwide, where each team member runs 20 miles in 6 to 9 mile segments. I know from personal experience that this is fun, but it's also grueling toward the end and you have to pace yourself. What have you learned about coaching teams from these kinds of competitive running events?
Yeah, it's one of those things that I've been doing now for the last 12 years. We have run in these relays in Portland, in Grand Tetons, in Blue Ridge Mountains. So if you're a runner, I would highly recommend it. It's a great way to see the country. We do it with mostly Nationwiders, but some of our friends join as well. You really learn how to better be a team, how to support one another, because these relays go on day and night. For us, it typically takes around 31 to 32 hours to run 200 miles. So you're really on your game for all that time. You may get a few hours to sleep in the middle, but in a van with a bunch of other people that are sweaty and smelly. So you really get to learn how to coexist, how to support one another. Because when you're sleeping, maybe somebody else is running. If they finish their run, you want to make sure that even though you're sleeping, you want to go give them a bottle of water because they just finished a 9 mile run. So how to take care of people, how to be a better team, how to plan better. I think these are all the things that we do in a normal team when we're working on a project. But I think these kind of experiences, you're to do them when you're exhausted and you get some insights that you would otherwise not get. So I've really thoroughly enjoyed it, not only for fitness sake, also to see the country and enjoy it, build camaraderie, but also there are a lot of lessons that we can apply in terms of team building and coaching.
Guru, thank you so much for your time today and for your incredible insights. You've shown us it's not just about ideas, it's about making ideas happen.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tune in next time for an all-new episode of Insure Talk with Laura Drabik, brought to you by Guidewire, the platform PNC insurers trust to engage, innovate, and grow efficiently. For more information, visit guidewire.com.